This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show's All Request Friday Night, podcasting right here at Section 86 and at iTunes.
Section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League. Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
86 Productions.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following is a test of the emergency broadcast system. Remember, it is only a test.
Wait a minute, I gotta go take stuff out of the bank. What?
This was a test of the emergency broadcast system. If this had been a real emergency, you'd all be really fucked.
Picture, if you will, an individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features, nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
If it's real country music you want, then I guess it's real country music you get. J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters.
is, but that just ain't my style. Now you can tempt me with an eternity of love, no sunshine. That wayward drifter walking down the railroad tracks. And Lord, if I get on, rambling on, and I ain't looking back. And from the switch yard with the soul guitar, I'm heading to your town. And I'll sing you a song played all night long, but I can't stick around.
Away from being down. We're from Chaos Theory, Detroit, Michigan. You're listening to Howard and the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, only on FlatDaddy.com.
Not fair. mommy, well, I quit my job. Yeah, cause it just won't pay. I worked all year, I worked all month, and then they took my money away. Yeah, so now I don't care, cause they ain't working like me down here. And hey now, baby, I'm going deeper in debt. Baby, honey, I ain't leaving just yet. I got a six-pack of beer and a pack of cigarettes. Yeah. Well, you can take the job and shove it, cause I ain't working here no more. I ain't rich, honey, you wanna stay with me? Yeah, you're gonna stay poor, cause I don't care, cause they ain't having no fun like me down here. Hey now, baby, I'm going deeper in debt. Yeah, I'm waiting for my next check with a six pack of beer and a pack of cigarettes. Yeah.
Back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, right here at flapdaddy.com. Soon to be podcast number 21, next Tuesday at section86.com, and not too long after that at iTunes. And I hope your Friday night, early Saturday morning, depends on where you're at, really. Hope it's all going good. That was the Eric Koskinen Band, and you really need to get to MySpace and check out more from the Eric Koskinen Band. Song there called Cigarettes and Beer, but he produces music for other people, and he's quite the talented musician himself. And he puts out a lot of his own music. And so, like I said, check out the Eric Koskinen Band at his MySpace, and you won't go wrong there. Double Eagle Standard right before that, track number 5 from their album, or their EP they put out. The track was called See Through, and Double Eagle Standard, man. What a great band from Buffalo, New York. The host of LP Sides Only right here at FlapDaddy.com, Lefty X, sent me this band here, I don't know, probably a couple, 3 months ago now. And it's been on pretty much heavy rotation in my car, and just a kick-ass band, and I wish him well. And Chaos Theory right before that, a song called Tag, and DJ Howie from Deluxe Entertainment's been helping these guys out. Hardworking bands, man. All these bands that in this first set are damn hardworking. And from Panam, France, right before that, we had a band called Lamit and the Other Fucker Band. Well, actually, the Other Fucker Band used to be the name of it, but I think for political reasons, they might have changed. But so now when you go to MySpace, it's under Lamit and the Other Fingers Band. But anyway, any way you say it, great band right there. And check out more from Lamit and the Other Fingers Band on their MySpace. And the song we played there was called, you know, it's just a great song too. I like the catch line on that, One Cigarette Away from Being Blue. Great stuff right there. And I started that off tonight with the featured bootleg artist of the night. That's JB Beverly and the Wayward Drifters. And I picked that version of their song, Wayward Drifter, because it was the first one I heard. I believe it was back in 2005. I'm not sure who it was from the Hank3.com cussing board, but they sent me a demo of some of the Wayward Drifters tunes, and the first one I clicked on was that one right there, Wayward Drifter. And fantastic stuff. And of course, you know, all the stuff they've done since then is just fantastic. So I hope you like that. Started the set off with that, and here later on in the show, I got another set of music to go first, but maybe playing a nice long bootleg set from J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters, recorded not too long ago, really, in Saginaw, Michigan. And the cool thing about this is he has quite a few songs off the brand new album on it, and it just sounds great live. And the new album's going to be out May 5th, I believe. He just put it up on his MySpace board. I believe May 5th, 2009 is the release of the brand new album, Watch America Roll by J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters. And man, from judging by the tunes he has on his MySpace page, it's just going to be fantastic. And also, the tunes that you're going to hear on this bootleg, you know, kind of wrap it all up and just some fantastic stuff from the hardworking bands, man. Like I said, all the bands in this first set, man, they're out there working their ass off, you know, just some absolutely great music. And look forward to that here coming up pretty soon. So, like I said, I want to thank everybody who's been taking time to go to section86.com and iTunes to download this podcast. It's got quite a show to get to tonight, so I'm going to kick it in the gear right now, and I'm going to play another set of music, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio, All Requests Friday Night, right here at flapdaddy.com.
Excuse me, bartender?
What'll it be, Mac?
Bartender, tell the band to turn their guitars way up loud. And would you pull the cap off for one more bottle of beer? Her memory keeps following me just like a cold dark cloud. So I'm gonna lose that memory while I'm here. Well, I'm sitting in a smoke-filled honky-tonk to ease my mind, because I found the one I love walked out today. And losing a memory like she left will take some time, so I may have to move right in and stay. So bartender, tell the band to turn their guitars way up loud. And would you pull the cap off for one more bottle of beer? Her memory keeps following me like a cold dark cloud. So I'm gonna lose her memory while I'm here. And loud, loud music will make my broken heart forget about you. So bartender, tell the band to turn their guitars way up loud. And would you pull the cap off for one more bottle of beer? Her memory keeps following me just like a cold dark cloud. So I'm gonna lose her memory while I'm here. Yes, I'm gonna lose her memory while I'm here.
Hey, would you like to kick Tim McGraw in the nutsack?
Ouch!
Want to donkey punch Taylor Swift?
Yeah!
Then come on over to IBWIP.com and listen to our show. It burns when I pee. What is IBWIP, you ask? It's a monthly show about real country music, adult humor.
Old women need loving too, I guess.
And tons of fun. Join Norma Jean, Creepy Guy, and me, Blake Clayton, for the award-winning podcast, It Burns When I Pee, at IBWIP.com.
It burns, burns, burns when I pee, when I pee, or when I pee. Burns, burns, burns when I pee, when I pee.
I was blind, 'cause I'm the kind who didn't want to see, till she made my vision crystal clear by walking out on me. She's been with you, but now you're through, you couldn't make her stay. Here's all I got to say. When you're drinking one to her, drink one for me. You're another man who's not the man that I used to be. And I can't stand to watch a man become a memory. So when you're drinking one to her, drink one for me. Never did me any good. Her memory never washed away the way I wished it would. Now sitting there a-drinking beer might ease your pain and sorrow, but boy, the pain you put to sleep tonight is gonna wake you up tomorrow. When you're drinking one to her, drink one for me. You're another man who's not the man that I used to be. And I can't stand to watch a man become a memory. So when you're drinking one to her, drink one for me. Yes, when you're drinking one to her, drink one for me.
Just another one of those bands I found on MySpace a few years ago. The band's called 4 Year Bender, and just a great song right there called Let Me In, and I hope you like that right there. The Gin Palace Jesters right before that, one each from a couple of their albums they put out. The last one I played there, Drink One From Me, was off the Honky Tonk Fools album, and man, just what a great song there. And from their recent, most recent album, Roadhouse Riot, and other songs with words. And we played a song off that called Losing Her Memory. That's track one off of that. Gin Pals Gesture is a great band. And a band that was actually a good friend of the show here, Heldorado. He keeps showing me bands from MySpace. And man, he comes up with some great ones. And he sent me one here the other day. The band's called Red River Revival. And just a kick-ass band. And I started this set off with a song they got out called End Time Blues. Again, from Red River Revival. Like I said, I got quite a show to do tonight. And I'm going to get into this bootleg set right now. It's a really kick-ass bootleg. It was recorded not too long ago here in Michigan, Saginaw, Michigan, at the White Crow Conservatory. The host of Misfits Radio, Misfit 138, Ryan, he's a hell of a guy, man. I PM'd him earlier in the week because all I had from JB Beverly was an older show, and he sent me right away. He sent me this show from White Crow Conservatory that I believe, I'm not sure, I don't have the taper information on it, but anyway, it's a kick-ass sounding bootleg. And one of the very cool things about it is it has a lot of the songs off the new album that JB put up on the board the other night. I guess it's going to be out May 5th, 2009. The album's called Watch America Roll By. And from what I've heard on his MySpace page and what I've heard on this live bootleg that I'm going to be playing for you, a lot of the new songs are on this. And it's just a kick-ass album, man. These guys are a hardworking band. And they're on Helltrain Records now. And they had in the past they had put out a couple demos, but they finally got an official CD put out called Dark Bar and a Jukebox. And man, a lot of guests on that album is just kick ass. And like I say, now here pretty soon they'll be having out their second album official release called Watch America Roll By. Also coming up here this month, the 20th of February at JV's in Falls Church, Virginia, they're going to be doing their 10th anniversary show. They've been around about 10 years now. And what they're going to try to do during the show is get as many past members as they can of the Drifters through the years, kind of get them up on stage kind of as much as they can in chronological order and play a lot of the songs that, you know, they did as they were together as a band up until the present. So, you know, really looking forward to that. They're going to be taping it for audio, I think, and DVD for a future DVD release. So, you know, that's going to be coming up down the road from JB Beverly and the Wayward Drifters. Anyway, I'm wasting a lot of time. I'm going to get into this bootleg right now. So enjoy this for a while and sit back and light up a bong and crack open a beer and hear some JB Beverly and the Wayward Drifters. Talk to you on the other side of these. This is the All Request Friday Night on the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com.
We are very, very glad that you're here, and we're very happy that they're here, and we're excited to be able to hear them. So we're getting off the stage so that we can all hear them. JB Beverly.
Yeah.
And the Word Drifters.
I ain't going to waste no time. It's real nice to be back in Michigan. Here we go. Come on, let's go. Yeah, I'ma take my last $10. I'm going to the show. And that's what I live for, man, don't you know? Hell or high water, I'm going to the show. And I'll get my keys, you get your smokes. And I'ma twist one up for when we hit that open road. Show starts at 10, man, come on, let's go. Cause I need some honky-tonkin' and some rock and roll. Said man, get up, come on, let's go. I'll take my last $10, I'm going to the show. Guess what I live for, man, don't you know? Hell or high water, I'm going to the show. Banjo! Till this party ends, and when it's over, we'll say goodbye. But don't you forget that twinkle in my eye. Said man, get up, come on, let's go. Yeah, I'll take my last $10, I'm going to the show. Guess what I live for, man, don't you know? Hell or high water, I'm going to the show. Hell or high water, I'm going to the show. Good to see y'all. Oh, it's mighty nice to be back in Michigan. How y'all doing?
Oh, man. First time in Saginaw. Nice to be here, man. I'm going to do an old song that I wrote about 12 years ago. It's going to be on the next album. We didn't do it for the longest time, and with good reason. It might be bad politics. I don't know. Yeah. One, two, one, two, three. On the drug train, mama, yes, indeed. Drug train, on the drug train, mama, trying to plant some seeds. Drug train, everything I know, I learned in them streets. How to do a little token, do a little line. Drug train, trying to find that homemade wine. Drug train, all I know, it's just a matter of time. On the drug train, mama, yes indeed. Drug train, on the drug train, mama, trying to plant some seeds. Drug train, everything I know, I learned in them streets. Tell them, man. She was kind of sweet. Drug train, turns out she worked for the local PD. Drug train, now I'm locked up in old cell block C. On the drug train, mama, yes indeed. Drug train, on the drug train, mama, trying to plant some seeds. Drug train, everything I know, I learned in them streets. Semper Fi, Big Daddy. All right. Can you guys hear everything good? It sounds nice up here. Sound good out there? Slow it down for a second here. Do this one about a bad dream I had that I broke down on I-10 and had to literally walk across the state of Texas.
And I done walked across Texas trying to find my baby girl. And I said I done walked across Texas trying to find my baby girl. And she's the only gal in this town gonna ruin my world. Said I walked from Houston all the way to Austin town. And that's where I found myself a card game and laid all my money down. And I've been looking for that woman, but she ain't around. And now I'm walking across Texas trying to find my baby girl. And I said I'm walking across Texas trying to find my baby girl. And she's the only gal in this town gonna ruin my world.
Let's get some blues on that banjo, buddy boy.
But I can't find that pretty woman I I used to call my own. And now I'm walking across Texas trying to find my baby girl. That's right, I'm walking across Texas trying to find my baby girl. And she's the only gal in this town gonna rule my world. All right, Dan, one last chance at redemption. Go on. Thank you. That's going to be on the new album, by the way. I'll get there, man. Get your money's worth. Enjoy yourself. Breathe easy.
Speaking of a baby girl, hi there.
Dan likes them young. Be careful.
Not that young. Come on.
Oh, come on. I know it's poor taste. I know. All right, so let's switch gears here and do get the dobro real quick, man. Y'all want to hear Dan play some dobro real quick? Forgive me, I'm fighting the cold, so I'm going to give it the best I can. I apologize in advance. Wow. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Thank you. It's the only waltz I wrote. I wrote this song about 5 o'clock in the morning one day. I couldn't sleep, and this girl that I was chasing was blowing me off. And I woke up pretty late, and I guess it was like 4 or 5 in the morning. And couldn't go back to sleep. She was on my mind, and I had a bottle of Maker's Mark under my bed. And I was like, well, might as well. And I grabbed it, and it was empty. And I was like, man. So I lit up a cigarette, and I was sitting there, and I went to go ash my cigarette, and the ashtray looked like a pyramid of cigarette butts. And I said, man, ain't that something? The bottle's empty and the ashtray's full. And I said, there's a line for a song. So, memories of you. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I said the bottle is empty. The ashtray is full. My guitar is ringing and I'm singing the blues. Said my heart is all tattered, cause it's broken in two, and I can't escape those memories of you. I said I look at your picture and I fight off the tears, picking old songs that I ain't sang in years. And I've smoked myself blind, but it ain't gonna do. And I can't escape those memories of you, oh yeah. So far away, and I'm so out of view, and I can't escape those memories of you.
All right, keep that thing out a minute, Dan. What the heck? Let's see. No, man. Come on, then. Let's do, let's see here. Well, dude, y'all want to hear a new song? All right. Song is that to my ex from 12 years back. Same one I wrote, Anyone Looks Like You, about this called I Don't Give a Damn. Forgive me for saying the word damn in church. I don't give a damn.
Girl, I know it's been rough on you these last years alone. But now you want back in my heart and back into my home. And I guess you didn't hear the refrain to anyone that looks like you. I know you're the same old devil, and that you can't be true. I never told your secrets, and I never told no lies. But I always was a shoulder when you had to have a cry. And then I bumped into old Johnny Law, and soon after you ran. And now you're telling me you're so sorry, but I don't give a damn. And I've had my nose busted up, and my shoulder and my knuckles too. But I'd chop off every finger I've got if it'd keep me safe from you. And ain't that I'm too busy, girl, that I don't understand. 'Cause you can be sweet and be sorry, baby, but I don't give a damn. Ain't that right? Johnny Law, I had to hit the road. And it wasn't but 2 weeks later that your true colors showed. And now I hope that he was worth it, girl. I hope he was the man. 'Cause I swear upon this old guitar that I don't give a damn. And I've had my nose busted up, and my shoulder and my knuckles too. But I'd chop off every finger I've got if it'd keep me safe from you. And ain't that I'm too busy, girl, that I don't understand. 'Cause you can be sweet and be sorry, baby, but I don't give a damn. And I said you can be sweet and be sorry, baby, but I don't give a damn.
And after that, she never called me again, so go figure, right? That's one way to get rid of an unwanted pest. Y'all want to hear another new tune? Wrote this song for them jokers over at Sirius Radio's Outlaw Country program, because I sent them our CD when it first came out, and they didn't play it. And I wrote them an email and said, hey, I'm the guy from the band, so, you know, just out of curiosity, how come you didn't play my disc? And somebody wrote me back and says, well, y'all are just a little too country, a little too cutting edge. I said, wait a minute, man. So I wrote him back. I said, well, you need to do one of two things. Play my damn record or change the name of your show. So I wrote them a song, and it's appropriately entitled, They'll Only Play My Music When I'm Dead. One, two, one, two.
And I was singing and swinging at this bar, just howling at the moon, chasing my star. And this guy walked up to me and he said, man, I dig that beat, and with them tunes of yours, you'll go far. Then after the show, I saw him turn to gold. So I thanked him for his words and for his time. And he said that damned FM dial, they won't play the old style. And brother man, I swear that's a crime. And I said, man, you hit the nail on the head. There's suits and ties in Nashville, sleeping in golden beds. They ain't trying to give a poor boy no bread. But they might just play my music when I'm dead. Tell them that. Road since I 17 years old. I've been meeting lots of folks, been living free. And I've seen the absurd, wrote some hits you've never heard. Cause I get no love from Nashville, Tennessee. And I said I can't afford to settle down and wed. Cause I'm gonna roam this old highway till I paint it bloody red. And I could help mama retire if I ate some lead. Cause they'll only play my music when I'm dead. That's right, they'll only play my music when I'm dead.
So I think what I'm going to do when we record that on the new album, I'm going to send it to them and say, play this if y'all got any heart at all, you know? Watch, that'd be the one song they do play. Yeah, joke's on you, Jack.
This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show's All Requests Friday Night at FlapDaddy.com.
I want to give a big old thank you to Susan and Ziggy and everybody here at the White Crow. It's one of the most unique places I've ever played. I'm enjoying this. You guys having fun? All right, I'm going to dedicate this this song here to Ryan because he's the keeper of the flask tonight.
More guitar.
There we go. Drinking bourbon.
Now I'm drinking bourbon, cause the blues have got me down. And I'm drinking whiskey, and I'ma tear up this town. Set 'em up, bartender, cause I keep knocking them down. And I'm drinking bourbon, cause she ain't around. Come on, boys. Been a long time now since I looked in her eyes. And I'll tell you, brother, this'll come as no surprise. She's gone and left me, and I got tears in my eyes. And it's me and you, barkeep, in this empty glass of ice. And I'm drinking bourbon, cause the blues have got me down. And I'm drinking whiskey, and I'ma tear her up this town. Set 'em up, bartender, cause I keep knocking them down. And I'm drinking bourbon, cause she ain't around. Danny boy. On this old church pew. And I tell you, brother, I feel like such a fool. She's with another, and Lord knows this ain't cool. Cause instead of holding her, I'm sitting here talking to you. And I'm drinking bourbon, cause the blues got me down. And I'm drinking whiskey, I'ma tear her up this town. set him up, bartender, cause I keep knocking him down. And I'm drinking bourbon cause she ain't around. And I'm drinking bourbon cause she ain't around. Yeah, howdy.
A little something for the whiskey drinkers, huh? Never thought I'd be singing songs about whiskey in a church. That's kind of crazy. Anybody else feel like, I told this guy in an interview, he says, how do you describe your band? I said, man, we're the Three Stooges of honky-tonk. All right, well, this tune here. I was the last guy in a bar one night, and my bartender friend, I was going through a rough time. I didn't know where to live at the time, and I was kind of on the couch tour and sleeping in the park and stuff. And this fella says, he said, JB, he says, I love talking to you, man. You're the last guy here. I've let you stay a little extra. He says, you got to go home, dude. I said, all right. So I staggered out the bar, and I got about two blocks down the road. And I'm like, wait a minute. Where's home? So I went down to the nearest park, found me a park bench, and I wrote this song. It's called Lonesome Loaded and Cold. Boom. I've been sitting here all night long, singing these old sad songs, wondering how I wound up on this road. But the bar's getting ready to close, and everybody's heading home. And the bartender says, man, it's time to go. Said I ain't got no home, and so I guess it's time to roam. And I'm a lonesome, loaded and cold. One time. And out of heat, I hold a leg, and with my guitar and a jug of wine, man, I'll stumble down that line. Through the darkness searching for the light, I see a park bench up ahead, and it's looking like my bed. I gotta finish this bottle and get home through the night. Said I ain't, I got no home, and so I guess it's time to roam. And I'm a lonesome, loaded and cold. Tell them, Dan. And on this bench I'll rest my head, feeling like I'm half dead, lost between my bottle and my pain. I got a feeling like I can't be saved, like I'm heading for my grave. But maybe in the end I'll see you on that train. And I'll lay here and moan, so lost and alone. And I'm a lonesome, loaded and cold. And I'm just a lonesome, loaded and cold. Thank you. I held it a little long. Oh, man. You guys having fun tonight? Oh, I'm real happy to be here, man. This is a nice gig. Yeah. We're going to do one more new tune for y'all, and it's actually the most special new song we have. And since it's kind of an intimate environment, I'll just share a little history of this with you. I had a bad dream one night not too long ago a year and a half ago or something. And I was in this dream, I was at the proverbial crossroads passing on. And all my family and all my friends were standing adjacent to me waving goodbye. And I tried to wave goodbye back, but they couldn't see me. And I woke up in just a cold sweat and terrified on the one hand, but on the other hand, thankful to be alive. I'm like, wow, that was a dream. Thank God. You know, so I got up out of bed and I wrote this song. It's one of the most heartfelt just rippers I've ever written. This is called End of the Road.
Said I raised some hell, I did it well in my younger years. And I've shed my blood and innocence, and man, I've shed some tears. And I've tramped around town to town by Greyhound and by rail. And I've tasted true freedom, and Lord, I've spent some nights in jail. And I've had my share of guilt to bear and things I won't speak of. 'Cause I've beat some odds with evil, but I've lost my heart on love. I've had friends who've lied, friends that died, and friends who come and go. But it's just the way it has to be when your home is the road. So when you hear that whistle blow, yeah, you'll hear why I've got to go. And I'll find you in the end, don't you know? Oh, oh. I said I'll find you at the end of the road. Said I'll try to find a simple kind of life to call my home. But it's just so hard to settle down when you've lived your life alone. And I'll do my best to lay to rest my bitterness and pain. 'Cause I'll be here in this old ghost town until I hear that train. So when you hear that whistle blow, yeah, you'll hear why I've got to go. And I'll find you in the end, don't you know? I said I'll find you at the end of the road. I said I'll find you at the end of the road. I hope you see me at the end of the road.
That one's gonna be on the new album. Thank you. I'll switch it back. That's about the closest I've come to crying on stage in a long time. Oh. Nothing like unfiltered emotion, right?
That's why we're here.
All right, well, we're going to do a couple more songs. I hope you all have had a good time. We've had a blast with you, man. Thank you. I just feel my throat tightening up, and I'd rather quit while I'm ahead than lose my voice. So we're going to do two more and call it a night, if y'all don't mind. But, we'll be available to talk to y'all after the show. If anybody didn't buy a poster or a sticker or a shirt or a disc or something and you want one, we're pretty approachable. Don't let the tattoos and baggy eyes fool you. You know, you're all right.
I'll buy you a beer after.
You're on, dude. But this song kind of, this song, for those of you that don't have our record that don't know it, this next song here is the anthem. And I started this band almost 10 years ago. We were kind of a regional anomaly for a while. And the last 4 years have been touring our butts off and trying to get it out across the country. Went to Europe for the first time last month. It was pretty cool. But I kind of look at this as like a cultural ambassadorship, if you will, because I personally believe that if people don't pay homage to the guys that paved this road, then this is going to wind up in a museum and not available for listening. So regardless of trends or fads or money, I figure, I guess, man, I'm a poor boy from Virginia, and I can stand up here with long hair and tattoos and yodel my butt off. So, you know, life is good. But here's the here's the song that you need to hear if you want some roots back in your music. Doc Barn and Jukebox. One, two, one, two.
They forgot old Hank's sorrow, they've lost the man in black. And they won't give George Jones a chance to get his darling back. And I don't need me no high priest, I don't need music row. Just six strings and some heartache and I'll be good to go. I said give me a dark bar and a jukebox over that radio. Cause Toby just don't cut it, give me Haggard, give me Cole. And I'm tired of watching Nashville and it's a washed up fashion show. Cause you won't find no country on country radio, ain't that the truth?
Boys, I'm gonna be a name-dropping fool here for 1 second.
Now they won't play no Dale Watson, they won't play Wayne the Train. They'll never play Old Hank 3, and they don't know my name. But I'm tired of runway cowboys and polished pop songs. What happened to my roots, man? Where did we go wrong? Said give me a dark bar and a jukebox over that radio. Cause Shania just don't cut it, she's a filthy, dirty whore. And I'm tired of watching Nashville and it's a washed up fashion show. Cause you won't find no country on country radio. Clap if you agree, come on. Give me a dark bar and a jukebox over that radio. Yeah, big and rich, they don't do nothing for me. How about David Allen Cole? And I'm tired of watching Nashville and its washed up fashion show. Because you, the great people of Saginaw, Michigan, even you, won't find no country on country radio. And I said you won't find no country on country radio. Yes, sir.
Take that check to the bank and cash it. I'm going to see if I have enough of a voice for this. Before we do this last song, I'd like to introduce my bandmates to those of you who don't know us. 7 years running as a wayward drifter, Dan Mazur on the banjo, dobro, and mandolin.
Thank you.
Johnny Lawless on the doghouse bass, y'all. And my name is J.B. Beverly. We are the Wayward Drifters, and God bless you. Thank you for coming out to see us, man. This is the song that started it all. We're going to go back 12 years. Most lonely moment of my life. Here it is.
I said the wind is whipping through the trees like a train through this old town. And now that everybody's gone, that heartache has come around. Tonight the moon just will not shine, and I can't see the stars.
got nothing to think about except this broken heart. I said the one I love has gone away, cause she could not be true. And so I packed some things, took off my ring and put on these worn out boots. I headed out the door like I've done before, but this time I had me a plan. I'm gonna pick some tunes under the Michigan moon with Johnny Ray and Banjo Dan. And I'll be that wayward drifter walking down the railroad tracks. Now, Lord, if I get gone, I'm a rambling on and I ain't looking back. Now from the switchyard with the soul guitar, I'm heading to your town. And I'll sing you a song, play all night long, but I can't stick around. Man, though. Another town gone, another lonely song, another endless mile. Now I can always stay and change my ways, but that just ain't my style. And you can tempt me with an eternity of love and gold sunshine. But I said in the end, I'm my only friend, and I'll tell you at least one more time. And I'll be that wayward drifter walking down the railroad tracks. Now, Lord, if I get gone, I'm a rambling on and I ain't looking back. And from the switchyard with the soul guitar, I'm ahead to your town. And I'll sing you a song, play all night long, but I can't stick around. Banjo. Trains, cause with my six string and without that ring, Lord, I ain't got no complaints. I'd love to spend another night with every one of you, but Lord, I love the feel of them turning wheels, and we gotta push on through. And I'll be that wayward drifter walking down the railroad tracks. Now, Lord, if I get gone, I'm rambling on, and I might not make it back. And from the switchyard with the soul guitar, I'm heading to your town. And I'll sing you a song, play all night long, but Lord, I can't stick around. That's Johnny Lawless, Dan Mazur, I'm J.B. Beverly. We are the Wayward Drifters. Good night, y'all. Thank you so much.
Recorded at the White Crow Conservatory in Saginaw, Michigan, not too long ago, really, and sent to me from the host of Misfits Radio, Ryan. Hats off to him, man, for sending me this here earlier in the week, and I appreciate it. This is the first time, although I listened to it before I selected the songs off it and put the songs together. This is nice to be able to sit here and listen to it all the way through, and just great stuff. And hats off to Ryan for sending it to me, and thanks to J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters for putting on such a great set here. And they're going to be playing here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, I believe in March. I've seen it in the schedule, and I'm going to try my best to get there. And don't forget that coming up here the 20th of February at Falls Church in Virginia at JV's, they're going to have their 10th anniversary show with past members of the band. And they're going to be recording it for audio and a DVD for future release, I believe. So look forward to that here coming up pretty soon. And once again, thanks to JB Beverly and the Wayward Drifters. And also, don't forget the brand new album coming out May 5th, as far as it says on his MySpace page. And the album's called Watch America Roll By. And on Helltrain Records, I believe, just like Dark Bar in a Jukebox was. And just great stuff, once again, from the band JB Beverly and the Wayward Drifters. And I hope you like that right there. I'm going to keep going with the show here. I got a lot to go here with a little bit of time. And I got another request, from Mike Bowles down in Denton, Texas. Like I said, he's been sending me a lot of music. And he requested Leslie West. And I'm more than happy to play him. He's one of my favorite guitar players, always has been. And I got a couple of kick-ass songs here. I'm going to be playing them right now. So I'll talk to you once again on the other side of these. You're listening to the All Request Friday Night right here on the Bootlegger Song Radio Show at FlapDaddy.com.
shopping in his harpoon. The black man playing his tune. The old song sleeping his life away. He'll be drunk on the moon.
Yeah, taken from the Flowers of Evil album, which was recorded, I believe, at the Fillmore East, 1971. And that's Leslie West with the band Mountain, of course. And right before that, I played one from, I believe it was recorded in 1994. And it's off a Leslie West solo album called Leslie West Live. A solo Leslie song called Baby, I'm Down. The one that started off then, of course, it was a cover of one of the Mountain songs, Nantucket Sleigh Ride, done live. And just great stuff from Leslie West. So I hope you like that Mountain set. And like I said, I'm running out of time with my show right now, and I got a little bit of music yet to get to, so I'm going to get back into it right now. And again, I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here on FlapDaddy.com.
The sweet spiritual sounds of Cousin Wild Wheat.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And welcome this morning to the first service. The Sanctified Church of the Double Superbuzz. Can I get an amen for good eggs? Amen. Can I get an amen for when your past comes up in your future and messes with your good life? Can I get an amen for good dancing? I'm here from Richmond, baby. Had this guitar on my back. Standing rolled up beside me. And I answered it right now. Standing with the old wine. Half drunk and hollow eyed. He said, the long way to be in the county, son. Would you like a ride? Man, I felt in that first seat. Turned on the radio. We started jamming on some Hank 3 and some David Allen Poe. Then we rolled on in the hidden log. Fell up in the upper range. Went and drinking all night. We'll be right back.
Everybody feeling that? Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna do one that Connie Irving, it was one of her favorite songs of mine, and I told her once that I was not gonna do it anymore, and she was very upset with me because she went to a Baptist college, and you may find out why she liked this song so much. But she was so sad when I told her I wasn't gonna do this song anymore that I decided, I said, okay, Connie, I'm gonna continue doing it for you. And here it is. Well, I thought I was doing the right thing. I could almost hear the angels sing. And I gave all my money to a preacher at the church down the road. Now I'm homeless, broke, and carrying a heavy load. Fucked up on Jesus.
Well, my wife ran away with that preacher, and she took the kids. Left me here with nothing, now I'm on the skids. And I'm going through the garbage for my dinner, and that ain't right. One thing for certain, I ain't saying no prayers tonight. Fuck no.
Fuck the bones. Motherfucker here, listen up now. I want to do it the rap version of Fucked Up on Jesus.
You know who that was for. Death was riding shotgun, empty bottles rolled on the back seat floor. The sun came up again over the dash, went down in the rearview once more.
around like a runaway tractor trailer on the interstate in the dark, in the rain, in the dark, doing 90. I didn't see no headlights or hear a horn, didn't leave so much as a skid mark, just a grease spot, that was me. And I think of you on the dying bed of a name, whatever it was I said. And we're cane tapping blind, staggering on our best day. I'm somewhat less than up to snuff, I ain't firing on all six cylinders anyway. Not on my best day. Death was riding shotgun, empty bottles rolled on the backseat floor. The sun came up again over the dash, went down in the rear view once more. And I think of you, then I won't, I'll say I love you.
Valentine's Day approaching fast, the folks here at AtBurns1IP.com would like to help offer all those young men, and the most unluckiest of older guys, a guaranteed way to fly around all the bases and score a home run with that new girlfriend you haven't yet quite been able to penetrate within seconds. After minutes of painstakingly in-depth research, we here at AtBurns1IP.com discovered that married folks and couples that have been together long enough to enjoy multiple grand slams with their partners are at an advantage on this holiday. Well, wait one second. That's not quite fair, is it? What does that leave the guy who hasn't quite yet got the first base?
Hey, Nancy. I know we just met the other day, but I was hoping that you would be my Valentine by accepting this. A special card I picked out just for you, and this flower, and maybe even this.
Get your face out of mine, you pervert, and take this stupid card and whatever kind of fake flower that was and hit the road, now!
Well, now, for all those millions of lonesome, horny men out there, if BurnsOneIP.com would like to help advertise this guaranteed way into the unsuspecting new gal that up until now you've only had your eyes on. That's right. Get your wallet filled up with protection, my friend. Introducing for the first time, the Open Crotch Necklace. You heard right, the Open Crotch Necklace. A necklace so powerful, so special, that if she happens to be wearing any panties at the time, you'll be able to hear them rip open right before she jumps on you, tearing your pants off. The power of the Open Crotch Necklace has been put through endless testing by myself, and it's proven to be 100% reliable. Let's try this again and see what happens using the Open Crotch Necklace approach to that special, unsuspecting gal.
Hey Nancy. I know we just met like 5 minutes ago, but I was hoping that you'd want to be my Valentine by accepting this.
Oh God, yes. Yes. Hurry, hurry. Yes, yes. Yes, take me. This will be a night you will never forget. I promise.
It worked for me.
Yes, yes.
And now it can work for you.
Oh, yes.
As gray as a monarch, the moments I pass, the whiskey bottle is my globe, and the specter is my glass. My table is my throne, and the bar is my corp. The bar whore is my subject, and drinking is my sport. Me in daylight, the robots all assemble. You find me in my dark world, in my smoke-filled temple. Whiskey breath and painted women bring me to my senses. Prostitutes and loaded guns, 'cause trouble is my business. Guns, bitches, brawls, and bottles, that's the only life I lead. Don't know where I'll wake tomorrow, but today is all I need. When the sun goes down, into the night I'll creep. I'll beg, I'll steal and borrow, I'll hustle for my do. The city is my play. I'll kill you for a dollar if it's in the cards today.
G.G. Allin and the Criminal Quartet. Of course, that's Bitches, Brawls, and Bottles. And right before that, we heard one of my favorite artists also, Zane Campbell. Over the years, if you've been listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, you know I play a lot of Zane Campbell music. And the song I played there, or a couple of them I played, the one was Blind Staggering. Fantastic stuff. And right before that, one of his songs came off the Mad Buffalo production show he had on here a couple years ago. It was on live every Monday night. And I played a song off that Buffalo show called Fucked Up on Jesus. And just great stuff from Zane Campbell. I hope you like that. And we started this set off a long time ago with another good supporter of our show here at the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, Cousin Wildweed. And if you're on Hank3.com Cousin Board, he goes as Wildweed. And check him out. Check his YouTubes out, as well as Cousin Wildweed on MySpace. And great stuff. He sent me a recording from Jesco Fest, I believe it was 2005. And a song he played on that was called The Ride and Stranglehold. And killer stuff from Cousin Wildweed. And he's, like I said, he's been a big supporter of the show. When I did my HankWilliams.org show in support of reinstating Hank back into the Grand Ole Opry, he called in with a phone support for the reinstatehank.org. And then also he called into the comment line on section86.com and left a nice message about the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. And we certainly appreciate all Cousin Wildweed support. And support him too if you can a little bit. Check out more from Cousin Wildweed. And just great stuff right there. And like I said, I hope you enjoyed the show tonight, the JB Beverly and the Wayward Drifter set I did earlier. Don't forget, February 20th, Falls Church, Virginia, at JV's. There's JB Beverly and the Wayward Drifters' 10th anniversary show. It's going to be filmed for a DVD, I believe, for a future release down the road, so look forward to that. As well as May 5th, 2009, will be the release of the second official album from the Wayward Drifters called Watch America Roll By. And go to their MySpace and check out some of the new songs on there. Great stuff. And I hope you like some of the new songs you heard on this bootleg here, recorded by, I'm not sure the taper. I wish I had taper credits. I believe it was Ryan. He might have taped it. And like I say, Misfit 138. And I hats off to him for sending me this bootleg. And man, it fit in the show really well. And like I said, I hope you like that. And thanks to everybody over at section86.com. Andrew over there for putting this out on iTunes and up at section86.com. And also, of course, Cowboy right here at flapdaddy.com for keeping the lights on and the controls warm and keeping these shows of ours going. And like I said, that's about my show for tonight. And I guess I'll talk to you next week. So I got one more song to play on my way out. So this has been the All Request Friday Night on the Bootlegger Song Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com. Have a good week, everybody.
Killing